Ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
They get a check for earned income tax credit, and then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own Internal Affairs, Internal Criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. then tell Congress to say no to the FDAA.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, when I'm asked if we can win the war against the illegal alien invasion, I stop people right in their tracks. And I say, not only can we win it, we are winning it. That's right. I am very proud to say we are winning the war against this invasion. I know a lot of you say, huh? How's that? It's very, very simple, folks. We have got them on the run. Have we completely won it? No, of course not. Are they still coming? Yes. But things have changed. Things have definitely changed. For the first time in my life, the American people are a force to be reckoned with. For the first time that I can ever remember that. We are a force to be reckoned with. We, I love that term. We, the American people, have stopped the Congress of the United States from giving amnesty to illegal aliens. We, the American people, have drafted, qualified, and passed initiatives in the many states that allow it against the invasion. We have demanded our elected officials at all levels pass laws that force the illegal alien further underground, stripping him of any rights and benefits meant for American citizens and forcing them to live in fear. And yes, 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 I want illegal aliens to live in fear. Not fear of being assaulted or being physically hurt. Of course not. I don't want that for any human being in the world. But I want them to live in fear of being in my country illegally. They have no right to be here, and I want them to constantly be in fear of being caught and deported. And that old thing about separating them from their children, oh, well, I didn't do it. I didn't come here illegally and have a baby. That jackpot baby belongs to them, and they will have to make the decision whether to leave it here or take them with them, but that comes later. Proof that our actions are working is the fact that a number of illegal aliens are fleeing those areas that the laws have been enacted, and they are fleeing in the thousands, folks, fleeing by the thousands where these laws have been enacted. We're talking about cities, counties, states. Federal government's not doing it. Well, the municipalities and the states have stepped up and said, guess what? You ain't doing it. We'll do it for you. Schools in Irving, Texas, are reporting drastic decreases in illegal alien students. The numbers are going down. Now, teacher union, they don't like it. Teachers union says, well, that's bad. We'll have to lay off some teachers. Oh, well, I'm sorry, but we cannot allow our money to be given to these people. And I will tell the teachers union and every other union that wants illegal aliens here, it is not your money. It's our money, and we will decide where it goes. One of the telltale signs, though, one of the things that brings me the most joy when I read about it is the extreme loss of customers to businesses that cater to and were set up to serve illegal aliens. I love it, folks. Every time I read about some business that caters to illegal aliens, I almost pee in my pants. I get so happy. I can't stand it sometimes. I'm so full of glee and joy when I hear about somebody's business going under. Those are the people that didn't give a damn about us, didn't care about us. They set up their business to live off the people here illegally and didn't care what the results on the rest of us were. And now guess what? They're going down the drain. When a business owner decides to make their living off an illegal act, then the losses of that living are going to go down the drain when the crackdown comes. And that is a positive thing for America, folks. Story after story from all across the country tells of people losing their life savings and their businesses, and it warms the cockles of my heart every time I hear it. I love it. A grocery store owner in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, who sold only products of Mexico, catering only to illegal aliens from there, lost every dime he had. I love it. A barbershop in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where no English is spoken in the business and almost every customer is an illegal alien. They haven't done one haircut in a month, and they're closing their doors. I want to go there and have a party, a going out of business party for them. That's how I feel about it. And then there's Teresa Quintero of Quintero Jewelry in Chandler, Arizona, who said, quote, we have many illegal customers around this area, and all of them have left for Mexico or Guatemala. Now we can't even pay half our store's rent, end quote. I'll be glad when she can't pay any other rent. That's right. I want you to lose it all because of what you have done. You have helped ruin America. You have fanned the flames of an illegal act, and now you are paying the price. She said 2 months ago the store was full of customers, but now nobody comes. Another business owner in Arizona that caters to illegal aliens, Carniceria and Panaderia Mama Mia, a store with Mexican products, is now trying to survive by appealing to a different clientele. You're going to love this one. Listen to this one. The owner, George Mahili, said, quote, "We are changing the store over to more of an Anglo-American store, but we'll keep it mostly an ethnic store," end quote. Yeah, right. They're going to change it over to an American store, hoping Americans will bail them out when they thumbed their nose at Americans before, flipped them off and says, you know what, we're going to cater to these illegal aliens and we don't care what you think. He said the store has lost 50 to 60% of its sales. Now, speaking of his illegal alien customers, he said, quote, "They spent money. What their legal status is none of my business," end quote. It's your business now. You're going down the drain because of it. And now you're worried about it. I hope you lose every dime. Hope you got to put your kids to work in a sweatshop somewhere. Child labor. I hope you got to send your wife out to scrub floors on her knees. That's what I hope for what you have done to this country. That's right. Sound hard? Tough. It's fair. Because they didn't care what they were doing to this country, and now they are going down the drain. The new laws in the state of Arizona, folks, are a direct cause in the drop of sales to these businesses of these rotten anti-American owners. That is why it is happening, because of the business. The business didn't care, and now the laws have stepped it up and says you can't do this anymore, and they're going out of business. I love it. I absolutely love it. We're winning, folks. We are doing the right thing. What we're doing is working. We must continue to do it. We've got to keep the pressure up. We've got to make sure none of these laws gets passed for amnesty, and we have to make sure that these states continue to do what they've done in Oklahoma and Arizona and Georgia to put this pressure on these employers and put this pressure on these illegal aliens so that they will go home. That's all we ask. Don't want anybody hurt. Don't want anybody's rights violated. Just go home. Like the man says, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again, moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And folks, we will stop it. We will stop it. It's being stopped as we speak. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live. And we do want them to listen, folks, all across the country. They can hear us by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, or they can listen on these stations. I'm about to welcome our great station, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those that want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. You nice, I'm nice. You nasty, look out. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, and boy, we got a doozy tonight. Now, those of us
who fight hard for our country. And that includes me and all those on the team here and Loris and all the other folks who fight hard for this. We have to always remember that this invasion can be stopped. But once we start fighting to stop this invasion, guess what? We're going to come under attack. That's just part of the deal. It goes with the territory. One of the biggest heroes of the year 2007 is Oklahoma State Rep. Randy Terrell. We had him right on the show about 3 weeks ago. Randy Terrell was the author of House Bill 1804. Now, that bill was passed and has illegal aliens leaving the state of Oklahoma by the thousands. Now, last week, he was attacked by Oklahoma Senator Harry Coates. Harry Coates, who said that Randy Terrell was, quote, a mad scientist and Oklahoma was his laboratory. His recently proposed stricter immigration legislation is getting wackier and wackier, and his rhetoric has racial overtones, end quote. They always like to play that race card. That's just amazing to me. But let's get a little deeper into this. This is the typical use of the race card by someone who, for whatever reason, I'm going to repeat that again, for whatever reason, wants the invasion to remain unchecked. Coates went on to say, quote, when you say that mothers who have dark skin should not be able to receive prenatal care, I find that racist, end quote. Randy Terrell has never, ever, ever mentioned race. He's never mentioned skin color, and he's never mentioned national origin in his legislation. He talks about legality and illegality, period. That's all he talks about. But this guy's making a thing here. He's saying in this quote, he's making an accusation that Randy Terrell has referred to people with dark skin. He's never referred to that. What he said was he doesn't want the state medical paying for prenatal care for illegal alien mothers. That's what he said, and I don't want it either. Now, how does that make him a racist? But let's get a little deeper into this now. Hold on. Senator Coates said he had both economic and moral concern about the bill. You might want to go. Now, don't forget this website, folks. You might want to go to www.coatesroofing.com. That's www.coatesroofing.com to get a better understanding of what the senator's real motives might be. Amazing. Talk about a conflict of interest. Here is a state senator. Here is a guy that's blasting Randy Terrell, but he's mad because he can't get cheap, illegal alien labor for his roofing company. Unbelievable. Go to the website. You will see his name and the name of his two brothers who are now shilling for him. Well, he says they own the company. I'm sure they all three of them still own it. My point is, that's why he's against it. Has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with morals or anything dignified for these people that he wants. It is all about his pocket. It's all about the money, and that's what it's always about. I don't care what they say. When the Catholic Church steps up against illegal aliens being deported, it's about the money and nothing else. When you hear these politicians, it's about somebody that they are representing who wants them to stay here. Or then you've got also the racists like the Hispanic caucus and LULAC. They are racist. That's their motive. But the average person's motive is money. It is amazing to me. This senator established this roofing business in 1974, and now he's against a bill to crack down on illegal alien workers. You tell me, is he the absolute worst person you have ever seen in your life? Unbelievable. Senator Harry Turncoats, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. That is www.coatesroofing.com. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Follow the money trail, as the great George Putnam would say. Last week, folks, we're supposed to have Tom on. I forgot to tell you at the end of the show. What happened was our lines were full. Tom lost the newsmaker number to call and get through, so he called the 800 number. It was full. I mean, it's always full here. And that's why we didn't have him on. He was trying to get in. We're going to have him next week for sure, so look forward to that. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get right to the callers. We're going to take every caller we can tonight. Everybody, please, let's try to be nice. Let's try to be organized. Let's also try to be humane to the talk show host, because he's a nice guy. Let's go to Kevin. Calling from L.A. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Terry, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. I cut you off last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
My bad.
It was an accident.
Well, what it was a heartbreak. I was supposed to go out, but me and you got to talking. It got good, and I forgot about it, so my bad.
No problem.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, now, you hear about the new F. James Sensenbrenner bill for H.R. 4065?
Yes.
Okay, and I hear it's gathering more co-sponsors. It was up from 9 to 12. What is it lately, you know?
I haven't seen it, but, you know, it takes a while. When you've got anything to do with immigration,
yeah,
it takes a while to get co-sponsors, but they will grow. Sometimes you get enough, sometimes you don't.
Now, from what I'm hearing, it's really just the revised version of H.R. 4437. That's what it they said, similar to that.
Well, if that's the case, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Terry, they got to do something about this illegal immigration. You know why? George Bush wanted to betray this country. He wanted to merge Canada. You know about the NAU thing.
Absolutely. The one that they say is a conspiracy theory, but
yeah.
I happen to be one of those people who does believe it.
Now, they're going to have to do something, Terry. You know why? Their plan has been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
They've been exposed. They got to do something. And let me tell you, Terry, Terry, you ought to put this fool on as the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, Najee, he's one of the leaders of Project Hope.
Yeah, it's Project Islamic Hope. Najee Ali, who was gonna join Save Our State. He was gonna join SOS. He was gonna make a South Central chapter of SOS. And I think somebody got to him. I don't know what they used, but they got to him. And next thing, he was talking out against anybody fighting the illegal invasion. And he was out here on the side of those people who are taking away the very rights and benefits that his and mine and your people fought to get for so many years. But go ahead.
And do you know Najee flip-flops? Do you know?
Well, he's a clown.
He's
a clown.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
When we was marching with Ted Hayes. Okay, I'll be out. He was marching with these Southsiders, these gangsters, and they was calling us the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
And Najee was marching right with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they calling us the N. Najee, you ought to have him as the most horriblest clown.
Well, if he does something significant enough, we'll be very glad to put him up there. It's not a problem. I'm not going to just attack him, you know, out of clear blue. But if he does something, it's not a problem, you know. But this guy has never met a camera he didn't like. He's out here trying to get visibility for himself. That's not my goal. My goal is to fix this problem and go back to my life. That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
And this guy is trying to, quote, be somebody, unquote. You know what I mean? He backs the wrong people. He goes out there and backs that girl out there in Palmdale that supposedly got her wrist broke, which was really, you know, the things that we worry about, we shouldn't be worrying about. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody brutalized, but there are bigger things in life that we should be concerning ourselves with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is one of them, this invasion. I got to go, man. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
All right,
Kevin. Take care.
All right.
Let's go to Ron, calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, there was a firefighter stabbed in Boston by six Hispanics, and the police aren't even classifying it as a hate crime. And there's people who are saying they wouldn't be surprised if they're illegal here. And I guarantee you, if the firefighter was Hispanic and they were stabbed by whites, Boston would be burning now. And also, a similar thing happened also in Baltimore here, where you had a white lady who was kicked by nine blacks there. And I'm going to ask you this, Terry. This is going to happen. Will firefighters be anxious to go in to put out fires anymore?
Probably not.
This is my opinion. People are self-segregating themselves. What King had fought for and died for, people are self-segregating.
Well, this is what I tell people. And Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
This is what I tell people all the time. You know, I'm not a Larry Elder. I'm not a professional beat up on your own people kind of guy. But the truth is the truth. And let me just say this. I don't like some of the things that happened. I saw, you know, this guy that shot these two burglars down there in Pasadena, Texas. I wasn't for that. I really wasn't. But I I'm not mad they're gone because, you know, these guys could have hurt somebody or broken somebody else's house. So I think he was a little trigger happy, Mike Horn. I think he was a little trigger happy. But here's the thing. Black Muslims and others were going out there and protesting because the victims were black. Okay, fine. Or Hispanic or whatever they were. Fine. The question I would ask them, would you be out there if the shooter was black? Probably not. Would you be out there if the people who were doing it were white? Probably not. You probably wouldn't be out there. It's a racial thing. And I would ask those Black Panthers and those other black people who were protesting, where were you in Newark when those four black youngsters got shot, three killed, the other one hacked up, shot right in the face, but she survived. Where were these black leaders then? Why weren't they protesting then? How come they didn't go? And I'm going to tell you why they didn't go. And this is very unpopular for me to say, but I say it anyway. They didn't go because the perpetrators were Hispanics. If the perpetrators would have been white, they would have been out there protesting. They should have been out there protesting regardless of who shot them, because to me, you want to talk about hate crime. I'm not real big on this hate crime thing, but that seemed like a hate crime to me. But they shot these kids, sexually assaulted them. And they were Hispanics, but you cannot go against another person of color, unquote. And that's what this is about. But if it's whitey, nail him, get him every single time. And that's unfair. I don't care what race it is unfair. And we shouldn't be doing that. We really shouldn't be doing it. We should be going against the perpetrator regardless of what race they are. It's like when I saw Earl Afari Hutchinson and the rest of them out there talking up for the girls in Long Beach that had beat this white girl in the face last Halloween and broke seven bones in her face. And they out there, we want to make sure they get a free trial. You should have been out there trying to make sure that they went to jail. That's what should have happened. And they got a what? They got off with it. That's racism. When these black leaders like Najee Ali and Earl Afari Hutchinson and the rest of these people only go for black issues, only look out for black people, that's racism. Even to the point where black folks are the perpetrators of vicious and violent crimes and they allow it to happen. Unbelievable. That's just unreal to me that we have divided ourselves along racial lines. Do I care what happens to my race? Of course I do. But I'm more concerned right now with what's happening to my country. I am an American first. My race comes second. And I don't care who hates me because of my race, and I don't care who loves me because of my race. All I care about is whether or not my country will be here much longer for my kids and my grandkids. That's my concern. Not about getting whitey, not about saying it loud because I'm black and I'm proud. It's all about me being an American citizen who cares and wants his country to survive. That's the mode that we've got to get in, folks. Now, I talk about the persecution of black people by illegal aliens. That's because that's where I live. But that's not my main focus. My main focus is America. And I don't care who likes it and who doesn't like it. If you don't like it, email me. If you don't, email me too. I'll just delete them and I'll put you on my automatic delete list. All right, folks, we're going to hear from our number one fundraiser here, Mr. Augustine Cebeda. Of the Brown Berets de Aslan, this is courtesy of CCIR. We like to play. We're going to play this through the end of the year so you'll know what he thinks of an American and where he wants you to go.
Augustine Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die.
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
884-9396. Call now, 1-800-884-9396.
870 KRLA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Angeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. I'm going to just read the board. The board's full, folks. I'm just going to read it off to you. Chicago, Las Vegas, Peoria, Illinois, San Jose, California, Sierra Vista, Arizona, and Las Vegas again. Not a local call on the board. Amazing. Let's get right back to the phones. Oh, before we do, on the fundraising for this time of the year, folks, like we said, it's always kind of tough, and we do need your help because people got other things to think about during the holidays. I understand it. I totally do. But we don't want you to forget us. And some of you have helped us in the last couple of weeks, and we do appreciate it. But we still need your help. And here's what we're going to do. Starting this week, we're going to have the calendars in about 2 weeks. They're in the printers right now.
It's a new, improved calendar. It's a little bigger than the other ones because people were complaining they couldn't see the other ones too well, so we made them a little bit bigger. And there's also a surprise for you. And we're going to send those out from now on. Anybody that sends us a donation starting tonight, all you have to do on the I don't care what it is, dollar, 50 cents. We're not putting any dollar amount on it because we know people will do the right thing. But anything you can afford. And let me say this on the amounts of money we get, folks. I've got people that send me $7 checks. And I've got people that send me $200 and $500 checks. Those $7 checks are just as precious to us as the larger donations because we know that's usually what people can afford to send. You should never feel bad about the amount you send. You should never apologize for it. We appreciate everything we get. We got people that send us stamps because that's all they can do. We appreciate that also. So don't ever feel bad about what you send us, folks. It's not a matter of who can send the most. We appreciate all of you. We really do, and that's from the bottom of our hearts. So whatever donation you can send, just send us something to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's L-A-U-R-E-L. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll give that address again at the end of the show. Send us a donation. Mention in there whether you want a calendar or not, and we will send you one. And regardless of the amount of money, it doesn't matter. But we will be glad to send you out a calendar. They're real nice there. For those of you who haven't gotten them before, they're magnetized. You can put them on your refrigerator. They're great, absolutely great for trying when you're trying to lose weight. Because you go to the refrigerator, you see my face, makes you not want to eat anything, you turn around and go the other way. Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will start the calendars in about 2 weeks, starting tonight. Ready, set, go! Okay, let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Will, calling from Peoria, Illinois. Will, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking and stuff, man. You know, I called the show several times, and, you know, I'm totally against illegal immigration, man. But, you know, and I know that's a bad word, but...
It's okay.
My home school district, man, we're experiencing in Peoria excessive white flight.
Mm-hmm.
Excessive. In District 150, when my mother went to school, had probably about 50,000 students. Now we're down to 13,000. And, you know, we got some illegals that's starting to go to school now, and it's popping up pretty much the student population. It's a lot better. It's feel like it will be a lot worse than what, you know, than what it should be without the legal without the.
So you're saying that the whites have fled the city, and right. Now the illegals are there, and that makes it better for the school system?
Yeah, because they closing down schools left and right.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with the white flight?
No, what's wrong? No. Hold on, Will. What's wrong with them closing down schools?
Well, the thing is, when they have to close down schools, they have to bus students. Like, I live on the south side of town, and my mother was telling me, my mother and father said when they was growing up, because the south side is the heart of the black Peoria, and there was about 20 schools on the south side. Now there's only 4, and they're talking about closing down the main high school on the south side. And
well,
what's going to happen is if they was to close down Manual, they'll have to bus the kids from Manual to the other high school. It's going to be shootings and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay, well, I can understand those problems. We have those problems here. Let me put this to you. That's not your solution to have illegal alien students. Let me put it this way. I live in South Central L.A. You know what that means, don't you?
Yes, sir,
okay,
I do.
Okay, okay. I live in South Central. We've got a school here called Jefferson High School. When I was in high school 100 years ago, Jeff High School was dominated basketball in the city every year. Always had a good track team. It was about 95-96% black at that time. Jefferson High School is now 94% Hispanic, and there are riots every day. Now, what I'm telling you is there's 3,500 kids there. Only 350 of them are black, and those kids are under siege. The Hispanics are attacking the black children every day. That is what will happen in your schools if the numbers of Hispanics gets higher than the number of blacks. It is known to happen all over this country, and they will attack us. So you be careful what you wish for, and be careful thinking that that's the solution.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Now, as far as them closing schools, Will, that's just one of the things that happens in cities sometimes. We were closing schools here in L.A. because of underpopulation. It's easier on the taxpayer. Now, I know you don't want to get bussed. Sometimes that's the thing. But, I mean, the solution is not to put illegal alien children in there because you being black, you will be the one under the gun. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for calling. You called before. Call me again.
All I'll call you next Sunday.
All right, Will. Take care.
All right, and I'm going to also send you a donation, man. I don't make much money, but I can send you a donation of $10.
Will, I appreciate it. I really do.
Okay.
We'll put it to good use. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right, let's go to John calling from Sierra Vista, Arizona. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, you probably heard that we got a new group started over here called Techno Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to let people know about it, if you didn't mind, for folks to check us out at www.technopatriots.com. And we built a wireless infrastructure over here in Cochise County, and we've set up cameras for folks to be able to log into from all across the nation to start monitoring. And starting tomorrow evening, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to be live streaming thermal night operations down here on the border.
So that's your that's your mission to broadcast what's going on the border.
Absolutely. We want to bring the border to everybody in America so that they can see what's going on. And that's... also we're hosting different groups like Bloggers for Borders is now going to be doing a half-hour series once a week on our show. And I don't know if your producer told you or not, but we have invited your show to do live streaming video from your studio onto our website so that everybody, if they want to be able to check out the live feed of you doing your show in action, and seeing your face and all the passion that you put into this movement, you could have that opportunity.
Well, we appreciate the offer. We're discussing that right now. We'll see. We appreciate the offer. What's your website again?
It is www.technopatriots.com.
Well, John, I think it's an admirable thing you're doing. That's what the country needs to do. They need to see what's going on down there in the border. They need to see it with their own eyes so they can understand the volume and the tenseness of the problem where people have to live on that border. It's very important.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to let all the groups know is if they send us their videos, their voice will be heard. We will put their videos on our site. There's no charge for that. They need to make their voice heard. We're trying to get everybody to bring their voice together under a format.
All right, buddy.
You know, everybody keeps their own individuality in the way that they handle their group.
That is true.
We all need to share our power. Power shared is power squared.
Absolutely, and that's how we get stronger and stronger. John, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep up that good work.
Thank you, and you too, Terry. We appreciate everything you're doing.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Brad calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Mr. Anderson, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, let me say, when it comes to Ted Hayes, I heard Ted Hayes has been fighting for, like, homeless for years now.
Yeah, that's been his thing. Ted Hayes was homeless.
Oh, was he?
Absolutely. What? Ted was homeless, and then he stood up and started fighting and has done some great work for homelessness. Now he's joined this fight with us, and he's doing some good stuff.
Well, could you imagine the money we spent on illegals, what he could have done with some of that money?
Well, you know, that's why he got involved with this, because, you know, the illegal problem has exacerbated the homeless problem. And that's why he's got involved. But it's true. We've got American veterans living on the street. There's no way in the world an American veteran should be living on the street.
Oh, I agree.
And we shouldn't be taking care of. You know, it's just wrong. It really is. You know,
that's the whole trouble. Just think, I don't understand this. We could all be living, I'm not going to say we could all be living high on the hog, but the American citizen, if we would have, just think of the money we've spent on illegals through the hospitals and everything. We wouldn't have any poverty, really.
I would agree.
Think about it. It would be cut down on an awful lot.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Let me ask you something. I'm having problems with some illegals that move next door to me. And I've got that horrible oom-pa-pa music going all the time. And my problem is, because I understand now why you're the prisoner of South Central, you know? But is there anything, am I wasting my time? Or is there anything I can do? Is INS going to just say, you know, get lost? Am I wasting my time?
You can't call them. That's not going to help you. ICE is not going to come out.
Really? Okay. No. Now, I don't know. The police, I've called them on the music, but really there's nothing that they can really do about it.
That's absolutely not true, Brad. What you have to do, you have to check into your noise abatement laws in your city. And what the noise abatement, I don't know about Las Vegas, but what it says here in Los Angeles, there's always been this rumor and this myth that you can't make noise after 10 o'clock. That's not true. You cannot make noise here in Los Angeles. Now, I know it might be different where you live, but I'm sure it's pretty close to the same. You cannot play loud music any time of the day. And if and what you have to do, you have to find out what that statute is. And once you find out, you can go to the library, you can go on the internet and find it out. Once you find out what that statute says, if the police call the police and say, look, I'm calling on statute number so and so and so and so. These people are disturbing me with this noise. I can't sleep. I can't do my work. I can't do anything else. I got a sick pet. I don't care what it is, but tell them that you don't want to hear the noise anymore. They have to come out and stop it. You can sue these people. You can get a lawsuit against them if necessary, if you want to. But you've got to get proof, record the music, and have it ready to play for them. Have it ready to go to court if you have to. If they got a barking dog, you can call in on that. There's all kind of things you can do, but just don't throw in the towel, Brad, and say,
Don't worry about that. I've already got my plan. I got this big plan all set now. I mean, I'm thinking about, I mean, nothing illegal. I'm going to do everything I can.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to put up a home video thing because... And it's, you know, it's just like you said, it's like living next door to children.
It really is. It is absolutely horrible, Brad, but you can fight back. You got to be smart. And my advice to you is don't say anything to them. Hey, how you doing? Buenos dias. And go on about your business, you know, and they won't, you know. Now there's going to come a time you're going to have to stand up, because if they serve papers, you're going to have to go to court. I've done that with barking dogs in my neighborhood, and the neighbors looking at me like, you're the one who called? Yeah, it was me. Absolutely. I'm not putting up with it.
No, I hear you. I don't mind doing that. I found out a long time ago, that you can't really ask people to turn down their music because they take it personal. They think it's just me confronting them, which is nonsense.
And let me tell you something else, Brad, and I got to go.
Sure.
But the rest of your neighbors don't like it either. They're just a bunch of punks, and they won't say anything about it. If you get it turned down, they'll be so happy. But they're not going to be the ones to get it turned out. Brad, let me know how it turns out.
I sure will. Thank you, Mr.
All right, buddy. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Let's go to Anita, one of our favorites. Anita, buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Hold on. Let me put the sound down here.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing, Anita?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling tonight is because I did watch the debate in the Hispanic platform. And there was Ron Paul, Romney, Hunter, McCain. Well, they were flip-flopping, as usual, you know. The best one was Hunter, actually. He stood his ground much stronger than the rest, including Ron Paul.
Duncan Hunter always stands his ground, always.
Well, I think that's going to be my man. I would like it to be Duncan Hunter and Tancredo.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
That would be ideal, judging by what I watched tonight. You know, that kind of made up my mind. Let me see. What Thompson said, for instance, was regarding the 14th Amendment. He was saying that, oh, yes, these children are citizens under the Constitution. And what's his name, Romney, he followed suit with that one. You know, he supported that they were actually U.S. citizens, regardless of their parents.
Well, they're recognized as citizens now, Anita, because of a misinterpretation. And that's why we're trying to get that to the Supreme Court so we can get that redealt with. I think we can. I think once the court looks at it again and sees the implications of what's going on, I think they'll maybe rule a different way and say they're not actually American children. I don't know.
Well, they should clarify that, and they should know.
They should. It is very important that it is. This is an abuse of the 14th Amendment. Anita, I got to go. I want to get a few more people in. Appreciate you monitoring that for us, and stay in touch.
All right.
You take care. All right. Let's go to Jeff calling from Chicago. Jeff, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Well, then I won't waste much of it. Terry, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
I encourage your listeners, if they're not mad, they ought to give up a Happy Meal and send some money to Terry Anderson's garage so you can stay on.
We appreciate that, Jeff. We really do.
Also like to encourage them to tune in Tuesday night on KRLA to the Kevin James Show. Jason Rochek, co-founder of the Fire Coalition, and myself, the national director, will be on for 2 hours. We've got a new project.
That's three troublemakers, folks.
Yeah.
That'll be three. Kevin, you, and Jason. I can just imagine the sparks are going to fly from that one.
Yes, sir. Well, we've got a project that we're going to launch Tuesday night on Kevin's show.
You wouldn't launch it on my show, but that's okay. We won't get mad at you. It's all right. Kevin's a good guy.
I tell you what, Terry, we've got another project that is not quite ready for launch, and when we're ready, you got it.
We'll do it. That sounds good. Kevin's a good guy, folks. Give him a listen. That's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night from 9 to 11 Pacific, and they can also listen to it streaming on KRLA.com.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Good luck, buddy. Keep up the great work you guys do.
Terry?
Yeah.
Your last caller was mentioning you were talking about the 14th Amendment.
Right.
Congressman Nathan Deal from Georgia has a bill to address that issue. It's H.R. 1940. I encourage your listeners to call the congressman and have them, look at the bill and then call your congressman, and I encourage them to support it.
Nathan Deal is one of the good guys, folks, and this is something we want to keep going. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care, buddy. All right, you too. All right, let's go right back to Chicago. Let's go to Doug calling from Chicago. Doug, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy.
Make it short. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm a white guy, but I am tired of hearing about the pro-illegal alien people being compared to the African-American people and what they had to fight for.
Well, I'm a black guy, and I fought for some of that stuff, too, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
It just makes me sick. I want to vomit every time I hear it.
We had a program here on Channel 2 over a month ago. And they had a little bit of a forum, a debate. And one of the African-American people got up and he went, how are you going to make an illegal action into a legal action?
That's right.
And the pro-illegal woman went, well, look at what they did to the black people.
Yeah.
That had been law, too. And everybody kind of looked dumbfounded. I mean, the illegal act, you're talking about an act of what they did.
And Doug, you're talking about people who were captured, enslaved, brought over here on ships and kept enslaved until they died, and you're talking about people who voluntarily came to this country to do an illegal act. That is totally different. There's no
right.
similarities whatsoever. And you know what the other difference is? The other difference is a lot of those people are Hispanics. A lot of illegal aliens are Hispanics. Most of them are. When I was a youngster, those Hispanics were white.
Right. But
they were considered white.
There were a couple of African-American people that were in the crowd at the debate, and they kind of nodded their head and agreed with them, like, you know, oh, well, yeah, you know. And you're talking about a completely different thing, and I'm continually hearing it time after time after
yep.
time, you know?
It's disgraceful, Doug, and it really angers me when I hear it, because I know what the civil rights struggle was for. I'm old enough to have lived through it, and I'm going to tell you something. There was a lot of water hoses sprayed on people. There was dog-sicked on people. But go back and watch those old films from the civil rights days, and you will see in those crowds, you'll see every once in a while, you see some white folks who march with the black folks. You look for the Hispanics, and then come back and let me know how many you saw.
Right.
I guarantee you won't see any. Thanks for the
all
call,
right,
Doug. Call me again, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, calling from Las Vegas. Curtis, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hi, Terry. I got some good news for you.
Let's hear it.
What is that? Up in Michigan, they have put the pressure on so bad with the laws and everything that illegals have been going up to Canada.
Yes, sir. That's a great thing. Push
and,
them out of here.
Canada just only, they went up to for asylum, you know?
Right.
And Canada just only accept maybe 10% and the rest they sent home.
Wow.
They say bye-bye.
Good for them.
Yeah. And,
and they're very liberal up there, Curtis. Their laws are very liberal, much more liberal than ours.
Yeah, but they just only took about 10% and the rest they say goodbye, you know?
I love it.
Yeah, that's and the other thing is, too, is that with the Border Patrol agents, I heard on the news about 2 weeks ago is that they might be released in 6 to 8 weeks because there's one higher court was saying that they were illegally, you know, handled or tried, you know.
That would be very good news.
And they said that they shouldn't be in prison or got the sentence that they did. And it's a possibility that they could out of jail for 6 to 8 weeks.
That's a lot of time for them to stay in there. It's like every day we spend out here is like 10 years for them, but that's good news. Curtis, you're sounding good, buddy. Give us a call. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right, Curtis.
Bye-bye.
Folks, Curtis, old-time caller from way back. Used to live here in L.A. When we first went on the air, he would call, and he had a stroke, but he's really sounded good coming back from it. One of the state reps in Oklahoma, I wanted to mention this before we go off there, one of the state reps in Oklahoma made a statement that we shouldn't be passing laws referring to 1804 in Oklahoma. We shouldn't be passing laws to separate families because families are the first mandate put down from God. Well, that's not true. Marriage was the first mandate. But let's just say this. When you're illegal, and breaking up families is not always sacrosanct to keep them together. You know, he makes a statement that you cannot, under any circumstance, break up a family. What about a family of pimps and hoes? I mean, is that okay? Because I know families of grifters. I know families of boosters. I know families of gangsters right here in L.A. where I live. Are we not to break them up and send them to jail when appropriately because they happen to be a family? Or if the husband or the mother goes out and commits a heinous crime, he's not to be put in the penitentiary because they are a family? Families are broken up every day for different reasons. Our military people go into service. Those families are broken up while they're in the service serving this country. Are they not just as good as or better than an illegal alien? I know families are some of the worst people in the world where I live, and I know some good families also, okay? But I know some horrible families that do horrible things. Are you telling me we should keep them together just because they're a family? This is outrageous. And they lean on this family thing because it's supposed to be sacred. It's not, folks. And those people who come here and have their illegal alien jackpot babies, they put those children in a position to be separated from the family, not us. Let's go to Frank, calling from Santa Barbara. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I want to say thanks, sir. I want to say to everybody, I encourage you to have courage and get active. Let me tell you something. There is things happening. INS, you can call INS. Report illegal activity, and they are showing up and they are getting involved. The other thing is when you see license plates of illegals, call it in. Just ask, be not the police station today. Could you run this plate, please? And they'll run it for you. And if it's hot, they'll tell you where is it at, and they'll go get them. Because most of them are running stolen cars. Las Vegas is number one in America for stolen vehicles. Now the other thing is I want to switch over. So report to deport. Go ahead and call INS. They are getting involved.
That's actually not INS anymore. It's ICE now. But go ahead.
That's ICE. Yeah,
it's okay, Frank. Make it quick, Frank. We're almost out of time.
All right. And then I want to say that you don't want to be voting for Obama because he's a recovering coke addict and he did go to Muslim school, so that ain't going to work for our country.
Which is he, recovering Muslim or recovering coke addict? Which is it? I
got
to go.
He's got coke because, well, once the drug, everybody that does drugs, they say once you've done drugs like that.
He admitted to it. He said he used it. I heard him say it.
That's right.
All right, Frank.
So we don't need that in there. So the point is that get
got to go, Frank. Thanks for the call, Frank. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Real quick, Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I wanted you to know that I tape that revolting little rodent, Augustin Civita. I play it for people.
Good.
To help them to realize they ought to vote for Tunkin Hunter or Tom Tancredo.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Greg. Great propaganda to use, even though it's real. All propaganda is not false, folks. That is one of the biggest. When we first started playing that, people would send money to our show every week saying we got to get rid of people like this. And you know what? Chances are this guy's an American, an American-born citizen that hates this country and hates you and I. Greg, thanks for the call, as always, buddy. All right, folks, we're winding down. I want to remind everybody out there we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget this week with the swings. Two great, great columns you can read. CNN 7 and Univision All and Railroaded to Hell. Good stuff on this week with the swings. I want to thank my fabulous, fabulous engineer, Alex Cano, who always does a perfect professional job. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls. My producer, Michael Woner, who works very, very hard. I want to thank everybody who gets involved with the show, especially you callers and those of you who helped us stay on air. We appreciate it. Don't forget Kevin James, folks, every weekday night, 9 p.m. right here on KRLA. Buy something made in America. It's important, especially this time of the year. Those who make American-made products, they want to have Christmas too, folks. So think about them. Buy something made in America. It is important. Don't forget to help us stay on the air. And don't forget, Without you, we wouldn't be on the air this long. You have been very good to us, folks, and we appreciate your help. We really do. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. And don't forget, stick around for Lawrence Wascala Live. Those three websites, theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Today's